everyone. Hello. Welcome to episode number 261 of the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
I'm still Lindsay, and this is We Don't Know Either, and it's going to be really great.
I'm still Michael. Are we just going around again?
I was
going
to say, honestly, I don't think you've ever got an opening right in, like, one, like,
never.
Clean take all the way through.
Never, but I sure as heck keep us on time. Am I right, Michael?
Yes, you do.
Yeah, so Michael actually, as promised, will have two facts this week.
And I will not.
And Nick is just here to guess blindly.
That's right.
And wrongly, I guess.
I'm here to look good on the radio program.
You're doing a great job for the listeners. Okay, so Michael, you're going to kick us off with your fact, and I will not even roll my eyes so that you can see me rolling my eyes.
I was going to say you will be able to tell.
I'm going
to
swivel. Okay, Michael, let's go. Kick us off.
Okay. What type of animal?
Oh, no. Boo. Type of animal.
Porcupine.
Porcupine. No. What type of animal was given an honorary membership to the Lockpicking Union of the United States?
Okay, one, we do not do type of animal questions. We know that that's a house rule.
Is it a bird?
It is a bird.
It's a bird.
It's got to be a bird.
It's not a bird, but...
I'm going to stick with porcupine.
Porcupine, okay.
I think now, in retrospect, my answer makes a little bit more sense.
It does. Yeah. It does. Okay, so animals... Okay, can I do this as animals that I would want on my Ocean's 11
team?
Casino team?
Yes. Okay, yeah, okay. Break that down. Let's
break
go.
That down. Let's do this.
I'm now all in.
You weren't before?
No, I wasn't before with Michael's interesting fact, but now designing our 11-person crime-committing break-in team out of animals, I'm all in.
Okay, I'm definitely going to take one of those Basset Hounds.
Okay.
Because the cops are going to look at that Basset and I'll be like, oh, well, this guy,
definitely
he's
didn't
not
do
suspicious because
no,
he's in
he's
with
so
the Scotland
cute.
Yard
yeah.
and he drools everywhere. It's a good distraction piece. He's the one that's going to feign the heart attack, I think.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah, he's the guy that distracts from the actual crime that's being committed.
Yeah.
All right, I think you have to have a monkey in there, like one of the little capuchin monkeys, something with opposable thumbs.
Yes, that's the monkey that's going to break in and out of the vault.
Uh-huh.
That's going to go in the little
right.
The
he
thing.
Can turn the knob on the combination lock. He can do that type of thing.
Yeah, I want a really tiny aerodynamic bird, so I'm going to go with an owl because they can see in the dark. So that's going to be my laser elevator shaft.
Got it. He can see all the stuff and make sure they're all turned off and things like this.
Yeah. I need my
security
guy.
You need a getaway driver. You need like a cheetah to get the bag on its back and like get away as fast as possible.
I feel like I don't want to stereotype cheetahs here, but I feel like they're kind of just chilling, you know? They can get to 0 to 65 miles an hour
quick,
in 3 seconds.
But they can't prolong it.
Yeah. And they also, you're going to see a cheetah. That would be like driving a like red Corvette getaway car, you know?
Okay.
I think my getaway car is going to be more like...
like a Puma?
No, I'm not thinking a cat, really, because I think the cats are going to turn you away.
I'm sorry.
I laughed a lot harder than that. It's an inside joke. It's from something else.
Okay.
We'll put that. You know what? I'll mark it. I'll put that clip in there.
Please do.
Okay. I was like, I don't understand why this is that
funny. I got you, Michael, though. You nailed it. That was perfect.
No, there's going to be like 6 people in the county.
That'll get it. Yeah.
That'll get it.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Cool. Now I lost my train. Something like
a
donkey.
You don't want a cat.
No, I don't want a cat.
No.
That's my point. Yeah. I'd probably have like something like a donkey.
You want a donkey? You gotta have something that has like some like what about like a Clydesdale?
Donkeys can move.
Here's where I'm gonna throw in.
Uh-huh.
Camels.
Okay.
They have the carrying capacity of the donkeys, but they're fast.
All right.
That's true.
I would double down on that, especially if it's a Vegas robbery, because they can escape through the desert.
Absolutely.
Ooh, yeah. Good call. Good call. What was the other couple things? They had guy doing the
the electronics
Danny.
Guy.
Oh, Danny Ocean, who's who's my leader?
The leader. Who's the leader?
Mm.
Just a good looking animal.
Right.
I would say a dolphin because they're very, very intelligent and smart, but that would be very difficult to do with, you know, oxygen and water. And
you tie the tank to the back of a cannon.
Dolphins do breathe air. I know that, but I'm saying
They'd be smart enough to like have a tank like on a portable like.
And you make the camel tow it.
Right. You make the camel. All right, there's your secret phrase. Make the camel tow it.
Oh, okay.
That was something, as soon as it came out of my mouth, I was like, yeah, that's going to be a problem.
All right, we've digressed too
much. Yes, we have.
I digress so much thinking about this amazing movie.
Yeah, I want to watch this movie now.
Make it happen.
We need to pitch this as the Dr. Doolittle The new Dr. Doolittle.
The new Dr. Doolittle. Yeah. Okay, so some you've got Eddie Murphy as the mastermind using all of the animals to do the heist.
Yes.
I think that's a Batman villain, isn't it?
Give me my money.
The zookeeper.
The zookeeper, yes.
We bought a zoo with the money that we got from our heist. Okay, Michael, went so far down this wormhole that I forgot.
You don't even remember the original question.
I don't.
Honorary member of the Lockpicking Hall of Fame.
Oh.
No, Lockpicking Union of the United States. He got an honorary membership to the union.
Okay. Was it because he picked locks?
Yeah.
Is it like a specific animal? Like the dolphin?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to say a cat.
His name was Fu Manchu, if that helps.
No. Well, because it's handlebar mustache, right?
Panda?
It was not a panda.
Isn't that Fu Manchu is a type of mustache, right?
Yes.
It is.
Yes.
It's a handlebar mustache,
it's,
right?
No. It's the very thin that drops down very far.
Oh,
it's
I don't like that.
I
don't like that type of mustache.
I'm making
but...
hand motions on the radio.
Right.
Okay, I have no guesses. I just said a cat because I didn't want them on my team, so therefore it was probably the answer.
The one animal that lives you.
It was an orangutan.
Oh, but
okay.
Now it's actually a really interesting story, and Radiolab a couple years ago did a 10-minute thing on it, so we'll make sure to post to that.
Okay.
But what happened was there was this orangutan exhibit at the Omaha, I believe it was the Omaha Zoo.
Uh huh.
And you know, the zookeepers be like, the orangutans got out.
Oh, how did the orangutan get out?
How did they get out?
You know, that's one of those things where the zookeeper gets absolutely slaughtered by his boss.
And
just totally berated. You left the door open when you went in there. That's the only possible explanation. You're fired.
And that's exactly what happened is there's... so it's the enclosure. There's this trench, and then it's where the visitors stand.
Sure.
And then at the bottom of the trench, there's this door that's always locked.
Right.
So one day the orangutans are out. They go down. They figure out what the enclosure... The door's open.
Uh-huh.
And everybody's going, well, somebody must have left it open.
Right.
Hey, everybody, don't leave this door open.
Right.
Otherwise, the orangutans are going to get out. Well, a couple days later, door's open again. Orangutans get loose.
Right.
And he's ready to kick some ass at this point. He's coming around.
Door
like,
guy
okay,
gets
yeah,
fired.
Yeah, door guy gets fired. So
he doesn't get fired, does he?
He doesn't.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
So they're going through. They're like, okay, we're figuring out, okay, the orangutans must be doing something to this door.
Okay.
So every day we're going to go and sweep the exhibit.
This is pre-cameras, I'm assuming.
Yeah, this was, I don't know how long ago this was, but.
Well, they didn't have a camera.
They could have just set up a camera.
Well, I think that's how they ended up finding it.
Okay.
Is, so they sweep the thing, they get all the sticks and stuff, the orangutans get out again.
Uh-huh.
What had happened was Fu Manchu, the orangutan.
The orangutan, yeah.
He found a curved piece of metal wire.
Okay.
And what he would do is he would reach it in between the door and the frame.
Uh-huh.
And click it off the back and pull it back like the old credit card trick.
Yeah.
And pull the door open. The thing about it is he would hide this piece of metal in his mouth.
Okay. So they couldn't find it.
So they couldn't find it.
Got it.
So Radiolab does this when they talk about it. They talk about like, are animals capable of deception?
Yes.
And that stuff. In this case, it's yes, because he hid it so
they
wouldn't find it.
He knew they would be looking for it, so he hid it somewhere they wouldn't find it.
But it was this great story that I ran across, and I was like, this is a great, interesting fact.
Lindsay's
but,
literally sitting there, mouth agape.
Yeah.
I'm one mad that I didn't guess the very obvious.
Oh, I said opposable thumbs, yeah.
Yeah, I'm mad that I didn't guess that, but that's super interesting. Did we talk about the dolphin that would, they trained it to like clean trash out of the pool at, I don't know if it was SeaWorld or whatever, tank or whatever. And then the dolphin started to realize that if it ripped up the pieces of paper, it would get more treats.
Ah, so it would take one piece of trash and turn it into 10 pieces of
trash.
Yeah,
and it would hide the trash. And then they realized they gave it a big fish for getting a dead bird or something out. And then they trying to start to kill.
So did it start killing birds?
They try to lure them with traps or something. I don't know. It was the whole big thing.
That's amazing. Lockpicking is hard.
Right.
That's one of my hobbies.
Well,
is there a lockpicking union? Did I hear that right?
Yeah, Lockpicking Union of the United States.
Like locksmiths. Locksmiths are essentially glorified lockpickers.
Locksmiths are
different. I'm
pretty
sure I'm getting that name right. I'll double check
it.
It's in the Radiolab piece. The crazy thing about this, they never figured out how he learned to do it.
He just self-taught?
It was just at some point he was playing with this wire and figured it out. Nobody can figure out how he figured out how this door, on such a level that he knows how the door works.
Right. So a couple of years ago, I picked up lockpicking as a hobby.
Right,
and
I started teaching myself how to do it, and I carry around with me a set of tools.
You shouldn't announce that on the recording.
Supposedly,
and it is allegedly.
Allegedly,
it is really hard.
Right,
It is really hard. I suck at it. After like 3 years of screwing around with stuff, I'm still really bad at it. Like, I can get one out of every five locks.
Right.
So, and this is one of those really fun facts. If your lock is incredibly well maintained and oiled, way easier to pick.
Yeah.
Like my front door that's like swollen because of the cold and jammed against the edge, impossible.
There you go.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah.
So.
Who knew?
This orangutan, way better than me after 3 years of study.
Fu Manchu.
Yeah.
Cool. Well done, Michael. That was interesting. And I'm happy that we led off with it instead of throwing it at the end last week.
Yep.
Yes.
I'm really just saying I was right. No, I'm kidding. Okay. So my fact is in relation to a show some would consider the longest running sitcom of all time.
Simpsons.
The Simpsons, yes. The Simpsons originally debuted as its solo show on December 17th, 1989. So it's been on for a really long time. So throughout its 28 seasons, 29 is currently happening now. So this is through the end of the 28 seasons. How many times have they said dough?
In 28 seasons. Okay.
There was like 15 ways I thought you were going to go with that question. Like, I really hoped you weren't going to ask, like, you, because you said, like, the original show. And I'm like, oh yeah. I hope she's not going to ask, like, anything about the Tracy Ullman show.
Which, by the way, would you consider The Simpsons a spinoff? Joey and I were debating this. Because I argued that Frasier was the most successful spinoff of all time.
Okay.
And he was saying that if you categorize The Simpsons as a spinoff, then that would be more, he would consider that more successful than Frasier.
So I would say, I mean, yes, I agree with Joey. If you categorize it as a spinoff, then it is more successful than Frasier.
I thought you were agreeing with
Frasier.
Him as a spinoff thing.
No. I mean, generally, I tend to agree with Joey. I mean, there are other shows that are massively successful that you don't even realize are spinoffs.
Mm-hmm.
NCIS.
The Andy Griffith Show is a spinoff. It's just a matter of, do you consider, like, if one of the characters on the show was on another show, does that count as a spinoff? The mother from Family Matters was the elevator operator from Perfect Strangers. And most people consider Family Matters to be a spinoff of Perfect Strangers because of that fact.
Hmm.
So the question is does a clip show, does a variety show count as a spinoff? I don't think it does.
I didn't think it did.
Like, if you were to create, when they did the Ambiguously Gay Duo on Saturday Night Live and they turned that into an actual cartoon show, is that a spinoff? No, it just has its origins in this clip show.
That's what I'm thinking. I would think a spinoff is a continuation of that universe, which you could say that since the sketch already exists, but it exists within something else. It's expanded. I wouldn't consider it pulling.
I think it has to do with the origin. The origin is the origin from a variety show. If the origin is from a variety show, then it is not a spinoff.
That's the way I'd lean.
Oh, good. Guys, we all agree on something. Yeah. Cancel the podcast. We're done. It's never happened
it's
before.
Over.
It never will happen again.
Right.
Okay.
But how many times did they say dough?
Yes.
Okay. So 18 seasons, we said, right?
28.
28 seasons.
28 seasons. Okay.
That's the first step. Yeah. Listen to the question.
Yeah. So they're in. So season 29 debuted in October, and there's still some scheduled episodes for March and things.
Sure.
So this is just up to the end of 28 seasons. I will even tell you that there are 618 episodes.
Yeah, I remember they had their 600 episode.
618 episodes. If bonus fact while you're thinking, if you took all the scripts and all of the words, it was 1,439,970 words. And if you printed that all out with Arial size 12 font, it would be on 760 pages.
760 pages. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, does that count? So 618 episodes counts the clip show, where they have that one Homer dope section, which is like 50 in like a minute.
Okay, hang on.
I don't know if this counts. This counts whatever has been in the seasons. I do have the statistic of which episode contained the most doughs, which is my follow-up. If the clip show is part of the season, it's counted in this, because this is every single episode. I don't know if the clip show is something different or not, and I don't believe it concludes the movie.
It's not really going to affect my answer. So, all right, Michael, let's think about this logically.
I'd be impressed if it did.
Obviously, he says it at least once an episode.
There are a couple episodes where he did not say it at all.
But it's very few.
To be honest, I am, like, Simpsons
specifically
is so
142.
I was
142 that he doesn't say it?
Yeah, 142 where he doesn't say it.
Okay.
Now, here's the question.
And 52 where he says 5+.
Okay.
They went very intense on us. Yeah.
Simpsons is very
it's not
much
in your wheelhouse.
My,
okay.
Yeah, it's just...
So then help me with my logic.
I just have a casual relation to
so
the show.
So my Lindsay has given us the few hints, but my guess was that there would be fewer than 20% of the episodes or 25% of the episodes where he said it at least once.
Right.
Right? And there are probably fewer than 25% of the episodes where he says it more than five times.
Sure.
So if you figure an average of three times per episode
okay.
times 618 episodes...
You're thinking closer to
1854 times.
1854 times?
That's my guess.
Michael?
Okay. Yeah. I think Nick's on the right track. I mean, I'm not sure I can do better than that.
You're pretty close.
Okay.
Over, but close. So 1,130 times. So about 1,100 times.
Okay, so it's about 1, twice per episode.
That was going to be my critique. Is it necessarily three times an episode? But like I said, this because it's my lack of knowledge.
Right.
Yeah. So season six only had two times of the whole season that they said doe. And so the longest gap between does saying on American airwaves, you know, obviously not counting reruns and things, was from December 20th, 1994, which was in season six, all the way until season seven, which was September 17th, 95. So it's 272 days over the last 28 years where there wasn't a new doe.
A new
uttered.
Doe on
yeah.
air. Okay.
And then the episode with the highest amount of does. So, you know, episodes are about a half an hour.
Yeah.
How many episodes were, or how many does
were in
the highest
episode?
Yeah. I'll give you a hint that it was season four. That won't help you.
Season four, my guess is that it's the clip show. And my guess is that it was at least 25 times in that show.
I want to say it's not the clip show.
Okay.
And he says it eight times.
35 in one episode.
Okay.
35 in one
Do you have
one
the title of that
episode? I don't. I think it was season four, episode 24, though. So I don't have the title, but
okay.
it was
the,
there.
It was a behind the music spoof.
Yeah.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
They averaged approximately 12 minutes. But if you took all of the times that they said and the amount of run times and things, so it was 12 minutes in between does. So your logic was pretty spot on about amount per episode. So 12 minutes in between does. And it was at doe, D'OH, was added to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary in 2001. The dictionary says that it was first used in 1945 they didn't say where, but that was their first use ever. But it was actually used in 1920 in a comedy show. And Matt Groening knew about this and then wanted them to shorten it because it was doe. Shortened it for the show. And
what was that?
And the official definition was used to express sudden recognition of a foolish blunder or an ironic turn of event. So it's officially defined in the dictionary.
Huh.
I thought it was pretty cool.
One of my most go-to words of all time was invented on The Simpsons.
Which word?
Meh.
Meh.
Meh? I didn't know that was invented on The Simpsons.
Invented by The Simpsons, yeah.
Very
Meh.
Cool.
How do you feel about this thing? Meh.
Meh.
I didn't know that.
Which episode was it? Season 4, episode?
24.
No, only 22 episodes in season 4.
Well, then I can't read my own handwriting.
However... Episode 18.
Oh, episode 4, season 4, episode 14. Sorry.
14.
Season 4, episode 14.
That's the, is that the Danny DeVito episode?
I don't know because I don't have it. But season 4 also featured 100 total does, which is the most.
Right. Season 4, episode 18 was the clip show.
Oh, okay.
Well done.
Yeah.
Well done.
But yeah, meh.
13,596 minutes it would take you to watch all 28 seasons.
They did a marathon leading up, I want to say, to the 500th episode or the 600th episode.
Oh, yeah.
Where
awesome.
It was like 16 consecutive days.
And they're still
of Simpsons.
They're still doing it like four, I think it was 4 days a week on FX
yeah,
or something like that, where
ridiculous.
It just they start at one
and then they
go
all the way through. Yeah.
My last question before we go to Michael's fact. How old would the Simpsons characters be in real life? And I'm talking just Bart. Just tell me Bart,
so
and I'll tell you the rest.
Bart is what, eight?
Mm-hmm.
He's in third grade or fourth grade? Third grade.
Something like that.
So call it eight, and it's been on since 1989, and it's currently 2018, so he'd be 27, 28 years old.
Let's say like 30.
Nope.
Okay.
Because he was born.
Ten.
Dope, yeah. He was born in 1979 because he's eight when the show premieres.
Oh,
or he's
it.
10.
Got
I think
it,
he's
it,
10.
It,
I think he's 10. I don't know. He's 10 with the show.
He's 38.
So he's 38, yeah.
He's my age.
Mr. Burns is 127. Grandpa Simpson, 110. Kent Brockman, 78. Mo, 65. Homer and Marge, both 61. Lisa, 36. And Maggie at 29. So
what about Budman?
Maggie is older than Michael and I. It's pretty funny.
You mean Duffman.
Duffman, thank you. Duffman. And that's the only thing I remember in the season is somebody slaps a sticker on it. Duffman, can't breathe. Yeah. Oh, no. That's the only thing I know about The Simpsons.
Cool. All right. Well, Michael, your turn for your other fact.
Okay. I got to tell you this fact not as interesting as Fu Manchu.
Fu Manchu.
That's fine because we only got a few minutes. So.
Okay.
Lego.
So at the end of Batman and Robin with George Clooney and Chris O'Donnell.
Yeah. And that's Jim Carrey and...
No, that's Batman Forever. This is
Arnold Schwarzenegger
yes.
and Uma Thurman.
Yes.
And, yeah, got it. Okay.
Arnold Schwarzenegger wanted to keep the Mr. Freeze outfit.
Okay.
Had to sign a contract with the studio in order to keep it.
Okay.
Which included a yearly, essentially, rental fee.
And it's in his house right now, or what?
Okay. What's the rental fee?
It is in his house? Where does he keep it?
Yeah, it says here, this is coming from one of the producers.
Okay.
Let's see.
Where does this come from? Is it like a tell-all thing?
It was an article that The Hollywood Reporter did a couple years ago.
Oh, cool.
He wanted to keep the costume. It went to the top of the studio. He signed a contract, and he's borrowing it from the studio.
Okay.
So what's that rental fee per year?
$1.
That's
Lindsay hit it dead on the money.
Say, that's exactly what I was going to say.
It's $1 a year.
Yeah. They have to have something in place where he's responsible, and he has to maintain whatever and insurances and stuff like that.
Right.
It
says here he had to sign a contract.
Uh-huh.
The lights in the studio, lights in the costume last 9,000 hours.
Uh-huh.
And the producer said he doesn't have them on all day long, but he does turn them on quite frequently.
Okay.
That's
would.
Awesome.
Yeah.
If I had that in my house, I absolutely would turn that on.
I'd have parties. It would be on.
Right.
I'd also like to let the record show that we did not get Ryan's fact, but we got Michael's fact.
Yes, we did. That is correct. Ryan's fact was last week.
Right, but you know
you didn't
saying.
Get Fu Manchu, thank you.
That's true.
Yeah, it was first fact.
I'm one for two this week, considering I had to bring two. I was happy with that.
One of my favorite stories of all time that talks to the concept of correct casting
right.
in a show. Was that when Ben Affleck was done filming the Batman versus Superman, he asked the studio if he could keep the costume.
Right.
And basically the studio wanted to charge him an arm and a leg in order to actually take it. They weren't going to give him a rental fee, but he could buy it if he wanted to. And it was some outrageous sum of money. And he's like, you know what? Don't worry about it.
Right.
Ryan Reynolds wanted to keep the Deadpool costume. He stole it.
Yeah, exactly.
He didn't ask anybody. He just took it home with him one day and didn't mention it to anybody.
Right.
So.
He also let Taylor Swift borrow it for Halloween one year, which still makes me mad that I didn't get who was the baby and
yeah,
gorgeous.
It's only been a month, but yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, no, that makes sense because it's so the character.
Yeah, it's very much the character. And it's like it's perfect casting. It's like, yeah, screw it. I'm just going to steal it.
Perfect. Cool. Did we say a phrase?
We did.
Cool.
It was off of your Ocean's 11.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. Awesome. I'm hungry, so... That's everyone needs to know. I'm going to go eat some food.
Yeah. Time for lunch. What do you want to do for lunch?
Yeah, right. This has been the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
We Don't Know Either.
Bye.